Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry's in Tulsa. I'm here. Aaron's here. Nick's in Vegas. Blitz are in Vegas. They're going to take you from 4 to 7. Want to tell you that ESPN 97.5, because of that fight and the Blitz being there, want to give one lucky listener an autographed Pacquiao Thurman boxing glove. All you got to do is head to our ESPN 97.5 Twitter page, like and retweet our post. One winner will be chosen at random today. Don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year as well. It's this Saturday night, Pacquiao and Keith Thurman, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on Fox pay-per-view. Order now. Do it, as Barry says.
Do it. I got a confession.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So I just read you the tweets from Max Thweet, Starboys 2011 on Twitter.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, he's the one that tweeted me that said, "Stop copying people's jokes and passing them off as your own. AJ used this on a segment a month ago." Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So I just responded and said, "Laugh my ass off. You are so dumb." And he's like, "What's funny is..." So he tweets me this long tweet and tells me to bleep off. And then he tweets another one that says, "Wondering how long he takes to block. Watching the thin skin of Barry is delightful." And all this read like not the same person. And I was like, "What is this, a troll account?" So I go back and look at the three different tweets. The first tweet that told me to stop stealing jokes was from Baytown, Texas, Twitter for iPhone. The second tweet was just Twitter for iPhone. And the third tweet was Deer Park, Texas, Twitter for iPhone. So either this cat's driving around or it's a troll account. And either way, I'm like, you have no life. So if y'all are trolling, my bad. I don't want to get in the way of good trolling. You obviously don't have lives to live or lives worth living. So go back to your trolling. And if it's just one guy driving around, you know, you did mention that you had a great life. So go live it, weirdo.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, this is just, I don't know why I get so, I got to take my own advice and ignore these petty-ass people. I don't know why I fall for it, but I guess him and his 36 followers are going to get all on me now. Uh-oh.
Well, that's kind of the price you have to pay sometimes.
It's the life we live, Joel. It is the life we live. But hey, you know what the good news is? Follows me, so.
Well, you know what? And that's the most important thing. At the end of the day,
my Twitter numbers is up.
The fact that, yeah, you know, that the big thing at SportsMap is about the clicks. And so he encouraged people to get the clicks. And, you know, if you get the follows,
the clicks,
you're doing your damn job. By the way, the show's good last night?
Yeah, the show was great last night. Great crowd, lots of fun. About 3/4 full, which is great for a Thursday. So far, so good, man. 2 nights. 2 really fun shows, so yeah, I can't complain, man. It's been a good week.
That's good. That's always
speaking
good.
Of that, Eddie Murphy, we didn't talk about this really, but Eddie Murphy negotiating with Netflix close to a $70 million deal.
Wow.
With Netflix. It's been forever. Chappelle got $20 million for each of his 3 specials, $20 million each.
So that's 60, right?
Very good. Nick wasn't even here for me to test it.
Exactly.
Chris Rock banked $40 million for his 2-show package. Amy Schumer got $11 million, which is amazing to me. I don't think she deserved that. But were you an Eddie Murphy fan?
Oh yeah, back in the day, I had the albums. I had Eddie Murphy Raw,
Delirious.
Yep, Delirious. Yep.
Yeah, I was listening to a guy named Barry Katz who manages a lot of comedians, and he was talking about Eddie Murphy, and he said, you know, he tried to help guys because he was kind of an unknown. He got the gig at Saturday Night Live because there was this guy who was a street performer, and I forget his name, But he was telling the story that the street performer was just amazing. Like, he was one of the world's best street performers. He was funny. He was engaging. And he was discovered on the streets, and they brought him in and gave him a gig at Saturday Night Live. And he was the first day of rehearsals, they're going through, and they've got, you know, they have the cue cards for the actors and stuff, and they realize that the guy can't read.
What?
So they have to fire the guy, and so they had to find a replacement, and that replacement was Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Yeah, and so that's how he kind of got his start on Saturday Night Live, was because another guy that was going to get the job couldn't read. So they were like, well, I guess we'll just go with a backup plan, this other cat. We don't know, some Eddie dude. We'll just throw him in there, and the rest is history. And he actually took, like, comedians under his belt, like Chris Rock, for example, mm-hmm. was an opener for Eddie Murphy, and he would take him on the road, and Chris Rock maybe had like 5 or 10 minutes worth of material, and he'd be like, all right, just go out there and do an hour. And Chris Rock said that's how he got better, was, you know, obviously trying to get out from under the shadow of Eddie Murphy at one point was a little more difficult, but he just took him on the road and got him a start. But I remember seeing Delirious and thought it was one of the funniest things ever. And I remember it was such a contrast because I started watching Bill Cosby, and to go from Bill Cosby to Eddie Murphy was complete opposite ends of the spectrum in comedy. But it would be good to see him back, man. He's I think he's one of the better comics that never gets talked about as being up there as one of the better comics.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to see what he does now and how he would bounce back.
I know in his married life he's bounced back very well. He's done well in that regard. I was telling you like a week or two ago, Jeff Balke, local guy here that writes for Houston Press, in other words, he found an article where Eddie Murphy talked about coming to America and how he saved, I think it was John Landis as the director, who was basically blackballed in Hollywood and wasn't going to get another job. And he went out of his way to give this guy a job. And then during production, the dude was just like pushing every button to try and see if he could demean Eddie, and Eddie took it for just so long, and then basically called him into his trailer and said, the next time you do that, I'll punch you in the face.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. So
I think he'd do it too. He didn't seem like
too.
The kind of guy that wouldn't do it. That's
and back
sure.
in the day, in those days, you talk about a guy, we talked about Dice Clay before, but Eddie was rolling for a long time, and I don't think there's any doubt that he would live with the consequences and taking his shot if there was somebody that pissed him off.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so we're about time for a break, so let's stay on clock for this one. We'll get out and get a break on time, and then we'll come back and get to a whole lot more as we roll through the final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I hate to see you go. My sweet summer's gone. She left me here with sand in my bed. She played me
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we frolicked, right? And when we went to bed, she sounded like the most sexiest woman in the world. And then she must have slept with her mouth open or something. And a middle linebacker must have crawled in her thok or something. Like, it was there tough. Because in the morning, I like to, when the frolic good, I like to do a recap of the frolic. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, girl, last night, you was off the chain. And that's what I say. I say some non-attaching like, you know, you got to get the out in a little bit, you know. By 10:30, you got to get your ass out. That's what off the chain means. At 10:30, after this coffee, get your ass out. That's what that means. And then she came back after that middle linebacker had crawled in at the nighttime, and she was like, ooh, last night, Adam, you were amazing. You were amazing. I said, man, if you don't get your dude-sounding ass out my... Sounded like I was f***ing an ex-convict. I don't know what the hell was going on.
There's our final clip of our Comedian of the Week on an F-Yeah Friday. F for funny, Adam Bob. Barry gave you the backstory. If you missed any of the clips, they were at 1:15, 2:15, and again they're at 3:15. Funny dude.
At Adam Bob Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. So yeah, check him out. Funny dude, nice guy. He's one of those cats that you meet that's never in a bad mood, never has a bad day. And I'm sure he does, but he doesn't. You don't know it. Like, he's always upbeat and positive, and he's a good person to be around. That is for sure.
We need more of those for everybody.
Yeah, we do. We really do. So a couple of texts from the text line. One, we got Josh's info, so I've awesome. Got that. He said that, you know, he's the one that called earlier, but he said that his son, Canyon Baker, loves baseball and basketball. So, you know, do what you can do with Steve Francis, and I'll see what I can do with Dan White.
I will.
And no promises there, obviously, but we'll both reach out and make the effort. And then Titan Hugo said, have you guys gotten into the Juan Adams-Greg Hardy fight? Juan Adams, obviously, being a local MMA guy that fights in the UFC. No, we hadn't really talked about it, but I'll tell you, I have Juan winning this, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to knock out Greg Hardy, but I think he's the more skilled fighter. And I think I think the difference is I think Juan trusts himself mm-hmm. and his abilities on the ground more than Hardy does. I mean, Hardy's literally a one-trick pony. He's a strong guy. He's a knockout artist. And he's not even that good at that. I mean, he hasn't fought anybody. Juan's competition has been better. It's been tougher. So I think in every way and in every aspect, Juan is better and should win. And I think he'll win. And I say all that. But remember, this is fighting, and this is the UFC, and this is MMA. And I've always said everybody has a button, and everybody can be knocked out. And everybody, especially when you're fighting a guy as strong as Greg Hardy. So I think Juan has to be careful. But if I'm Juan, this fight takes place on the ground. What's interesting is a lot of people don't know that Juan kind of created this fight for himself.
Talking a lot about it, right?
Yeah, he kind of just went after Greg Hardy because Greg was getting a lot of run when he came to the UFC. A lot of people didn't like the idea of the UFC giving Greg Hardy an opportunity after, you know, all of the issues that he's had off the field when he was in the NFL and, you know, the domestic abuse and domestic violence. And that's kind of what Juan didn't like about it. There was an interview where Juan talked about the fact that, you know, he tried to do the right things and he doesn't appreciate the kind of man and person that Greg Hardy is. And that's why he wants to beat his ass. And so he kind of used that in his hate and vitriol for Greg Hardy. And it's genuine. I don't think this is fake. This isn't something that, you know, that Juan did on Twitter just to get a fight. Because if he's going to do that, I promise you he aims higher than Greg Hardy. He's going to aim for a guy that can get him on a pay-per-view, that can get him on the main card, that can, you know, do those type of things. And Greg Hardy's not there yet. This is legitimate hate on the part of Juan Adams. So I think that gives him a little extra going into it. So it should be a good fight. It's really the fight I want to see on this ESPN 4 card for sure.
Well, and he was on the Blitz yesterday, Aaron, okay. Is that right?
Yeah, we had him at 5:15.
And how was he?
Nice.
It was good. It was really good, especially, I mean, he's sitting there getting ready for weigh-in. He said he only has to drop about 4 more pounds. And
yeah.
AJ was talking before that. He said, you know, when AJ goes through weigh-in stuff and he has to cut, he gets really tired and grouchy and cranky. He was like, yeah, I hope he's not. And he wasn't. He seemed like he was on top of the world, ready to go.
Because when he's been here before, he's a good dude. You want to, and obviously you want to pull for him. But if what you say is true, this should be a hell of a fight to watch as well.
Yeah, it should be fun. To me, that's the one. I'm obviously, because we know Juan, and back when AJ and I had the cage door, and I've always been about getting Houston fighters on the map and watching them. And so it's always exciting when a guy gets that. So I'd be rooting for him as a fan. And objectively, I think he can win this fight. I don't think that's going to be an issue. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Did you see, by the way, in your inbox, in your email, that we've got a proof of a said T-shirt?
I did.
Hey.
I did see that. So I guess we have to decide which one we like more.
Yeah.
And then get that going. So
the suspects, there's hope, and it could be on the way soon. So be excited for that. Courtney has done something that will actually benefit me and not just you. So that's cool. Just throwing that out there.
Wow. All right, Petty Crocker. What was that about?
Sometimes these things happen. They just pop up. I got accused of not doing a read yesterday that I never got, but I did the reads that I got. So, you know, it gets a little salty around here.
Oh, wow.
Did you see, by the way, Julia Morales just tweeted this out. The Corpus Christi Hooks are going to give out a Josh Reddick wrestling pillow that they're giving away Saturday night. It's pretty cool if you're a kid, or if you're Josh Reddick's going to love this thing, but he's like in full-blown wrestling belt, headband, wrestling attire with kind of his cartoon face. And I retweeted it. But yeah, Julia sent it out. And minor league baseball is a beautiful thing in terms of the promotions and the things that they do and get away with. But it's pretty funny.
I'm sorry. I don't want to sound ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little late now.
True.
What the hell is a wrestling pillow?
I think it's just another nice way of saying that you're supposed, you know, it's a pillow shaped like a guy that you can, if you so desire, you can roll around with it.
You remember those old TV ads back in the 90s, Barry, where they had it was like the shape of a body and it had like the Rock's face and like wrestling getup put on it?
Like a doll, like a Raggedy Ann and Andy doll?
Kind of.
Okay, yeah.
So it was the shape of like a, kind of like a person. It looked more like a starfish, but they would, you know, the printing would put on the cloth whatever wrestler it was.
Gotcha.
Whether it was The Rock or Triple H or Stone Cold, whatever. They just did that, but it's Josh Reddick as a wrestler with a championship belt on. Oh, okay.
Now, it's not a full size, because Joel said you could wrestle it. Is that...
Well, I mean, if you're a child, you probably
could. You could wrestle anything if you put your mind to it, I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how big it is at a scale, looking at the picture, but the ones I think they made back then, they were, you know, 2 feet tall.
I mean, if you're looking for it for a body pillow, Barry, you might be looking for it for other things that aren't going to be suitable for children and or the airwaves. But
body pillow, what is that?
You don't know what a body pillow is?
No, what is a body pillow?
Body pillow, those people that sometimes have a heart for whether they have back issues or whatever, and it's like the, it's like a long pillow. It's like the an actual pillow like that you'd sleep on, but it's about five feet long.
Pregnant women use them all the time.
Yeah, you can put one leg up on it, or you can like straddle it or hug it or whatever you want to do.
Basically,
what are you
doing
with this pillow, Joel?
Not
me. Some people who like
Lisa
to like
had
grab
one
onto
for Taylor when she was pregnant with Taylor. She never used it. It was like thrown under our bed and waste of money. But yeah, some people use them.
Okay, I just Googled body pillow. This is a little disturbing.
You're looking to get one, aren't you?
No. I don't know why I hesitated.
You can't. You see, you can't cut a hole in it, Barry. Though
I'm like,
want to point that out.
I don't know about that. Don't you have? If you're pregnant, don't you have a man you can cuddle with? Why do you need this pillow,
dude? Have you not heard enough stories of what I'm dealing
I'm
with
hot.
With a
Get
pregnant
off me,
woman?
Right? Yeah.
Good Lord, everything is just a complaint or an argument. No.
Not only that, the pillow conforms to their body, whereas like a human spine really won't.
Okay.
I mean, if you're married and you're having a kid, you probably don't have the spine anyways. But
wow, nice. Who thinks of this stuff?
No, obviously that's weird. Have a spine, and then I get verbally lambasted because I should just listen.
You need to learn.
See, that's how it all comes full circle.
Well, there you go.
Jeez. All right, well, we're going to keep it on the clock. We've got a half hour to go on the show. We'll wrap it up and take you home till 4. Blitz is going to take you from Vegas from 4 to 7. They've got a lot of good things. I think Norman Chad is today. So that'll be a very cool interview that they got. Yeah, so they've got that coming up as well as a whole lot more from Vegas. But we got you covered all across the country. And the final half hour of The Usual Suspects is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final half hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an Friday. Having some fun and hopefully entertaining you as you wrap up the work week and hopefully get ready for a great weekend, and you obviously should just keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5, not only the number one sports station in the city of Houston, Texas, but we got you covered from all bases and all directions. We'll take you till 4 and then live from Las Vegas. The Blitz is going to be preparing for the Pacquiao fight, good interviews, lots of stuff going on there. And, of course, follow us on social media for more than what you get on the air and, of course, the website ESPN975.com.
I got a tweet from a Russell James who, well, you got it too, but he said the biggest takeaway from that Dan Le Batard segment that we were talking about was that the term meat shield needs to be used more.
I saw that.
When I read it, I was like, did I just curse? I don't know what that means. I don't know what a meat shield is. It does sound like something having to do with
sexual stuff, yes.
Yeah. So I Googled it. What the hell is a meat shield? Meat shield is an individual who is viewed as obsolete or as a way to save their own ass by another individual. So you're kind of using someone else. Like in the case of this, it just says like in a zombie attack, you're like, all right, well, this person's, you know, slow or whatever. They're old. We'll use them as a meat shield. That's interesting. Not exactly what I thought it was going to be. I thought maybe a meat shield was another term for condom. I didn't know.
I've heard a lot of derogatory terms that sounded like that. I wasn't going to touch that one. Obviously, you got to the bottom of it as far as we need to go, I would safely say.
Jason texted. He said, duh, I just tuned in. Barry sounds super high. I'm jealous. No, Jason. I'm not high. I accidentally took a sleeping pill. So
now you're performing tonight. How are you going to bounce back from that?
It's at 3:55. I'm taking a nap.
For how long? Till tomorrow?
No, show's at 8 o'clock. First show's at 8.
You better have someone wake your ass up. The two guys you're staying with get high. They might forget.
I'll be up. I'll be up. I promise.
Set the chair under the doorknob with some cans again so that when they leave, you can hear them.
Exactly. Jeez. Exactly. I need to do that. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Jordan. Happy birthday, Jordan. It's his 12th birthday. We got to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Got to keep the listeners happy.
I got news.
And somebody said they bought a body pillow for their pregnant wife and ended up using it themselves. Don't knock it. Do you use your wife's body pillow, Joel?
No, I told you. Our body pillow ended up underneath our bed. And I think the dogs probably tore it up. We threw it out. And I just looked at Lisa and I go, so that was a good purchase. We overpaid for what is just an overblown standard pillow. You didn't use it. The dogs tore it up and it's in the garbage. Beautiful.
Nice. You made me think of something. I don't know if I've ever told this story before, but do your dogs hump a lot of stuff? By the way, if the 12-year-old's listening, you should probably not listen right now.
You should have said
right
that
now.
Before you started the first sentence, but they do not.
They're not humpers? I feel like
once
a lot of dogs...
they've been fixed and stuff, they don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we had our dog fixed. This is when I was a kid. We had our dog fixed. Her name was Bonnie.
I remember you told... There was a blanket that... Yeah.
Yeah, Bonnie was a Maltese poodle mix, and she was spayed, and she was fixed. But I would come home from school, and Bonnie would go. I had this big pink blanket. It was like this fuzzy pink blanket. It was huge, and that was my blanket. I slept with it, and Bonnie would go and drag the pink blanket off my bed into the living room and make a pile out of it, and then just hump the crap out of it nonstop.
Wasn't as fuzzy when she was done, was it?
I would come home and I would see my blanket in the living room. I'd be like, oh, great. Bonnie humped it again. I just assume that pretty much all dogs humped stuff for a really long time. So your dogs never do any of that.
Sure
they don't hump a leg. They're not. They don't hump each other.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, no. They get irritated with each other and want to.
Sexual frustration.
No. Want to fight every now and then. But other than that, nope.
Mm-mm. I'll be damned. Well, okay.
Just I got Bonnie. Bad news for you, too, by the way.
Oh, no. What?
Nick's
coming back.
You and Nick always say about your incognito mode on your computer, and therefore no one knows.
Yeah. No one knows what, Joel?
It says the 12-year-old's Facebook and not Google listening. Know your porn history even
what?
When watching it incognito.
What?
Yes, a study of almost 22,484 porn sites has found them to be riddled with web trackers, including trackers from Google, Facebook, and Oracle, that too. The study conducted by researchers from Microsoft, Carnegie Mellon, and the University of Pennsylvania found 93% of pornographic web pages leaked data to third parties. And one like of the adult site analyzed, 74% contained Google trackers, 24% had Oracle trackers, 10% had Facebook trackers. Apparently, individuals who used incognito mode to browse porn are still vulnerable to trackers leaking their information.
What information, though?
What you're looking at. Maybe if you have any contact information or key, you know, obviously pertinent personal information about you.
I don't think they record personal information in cookies. They're called cookies. These trackers that you're saying. I don't think they record. They'll record like maybe an IP address or
it says 17% of the porn sites.
What browser you're using, stuff like that. But I don't think they're recording personal information.
Well, but it says 17% of porn sites were found to be encrypted, leaving users at risk of being hacked.
Oh.
And that the porn sites need to think more about the data that they hold and how it's just as sensitive as something like health information. Protecting this data is crucial to the safety of its visitors. And what they've seen suggests that websites and platforms might not have thought about all this like they should have.
What kind of how is my safety in danger that someone knows I'm watching Busty Cops 30? How is that? Why am I in danger now?
That they can be hacked.
By the way, Busty Cops 30, not as good as 29.
Not whacked, Barry. You could get hacked.
Oh, my God, Joel.
It's right there. I just wanted to tell you.
Christine, Pink Valkyrie tweeted us and said, my mom's cat drags any soft clothing or blankets and humps it until he is pleasured.
Oh, see?
This is a thing. Now, I've never seen a cat hump anything.
I haven't either.
But I have seen dogs, obviously. But I mean, obviously cats hump, but I didn't know they were, you know, just out in the open like that. And anything, soft clothing, like you hump my blanket, that's one thing. But you start humping my clothes, that's a whole different issue. Now I'm going to school smelling like humped cat, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it said, and by the way, to the article finished by saying there's a unique and elevated risk that's being exposed with these porn sites, with 45% of the surveyed porn sites' URLs pointing to the nature of the pornographic content and what you're looking at, like you mentioned with Busty Cops 30.
Yeah.
It said that the URLs could reveal a person's sexual preferences in a way which could be used against them, potentially endangering them.
What? That makes no sense.
Now, I will say this, and I don't know if you've seen
this before.
Are
they suggesting, like, if you watch,
one of the passwords to one of your accounts is this. And I was like, well, it's not anymore, but good try. But then I'm going, how the hell did they?
But, okay, are they suggesting, like, oh, it could be dangerous because you might be, like, oh, if somebody's watching lesbian porn, they could be a lesbian?
That too.
Well, that makes no sense. Because I watch lesbian porn and I'm not a lesbian.
Okay, but...
So how is that endangering me?
I think by the fact that maybe, say, on the flip side, maybe you're watching gay porn and you haven't come out of the closet yet, so you haven't made it public, and they could try and blackmail you to say, well, looky what we found, and maybe you don't want that information out there, maybe you'll pay us.
Oh, well, I guess. I don't see how that would be... Because, I mean, people watch what... People don't necessarily watch what they're always into, that makes sense.
You better text Nick and warn him before the show's over. Because, you know, he is in Vegas.
Should. Nick, you might be outed.
So there's that. And after the tweet last night, we owed him at least that.
I almost tweeted back that his horn weighs 350 pounds. But I didn't.
I told you.
Because you told me he was sensitive about it.
Leave that alone for a little bit, yeah.
But he then, so we did that yesterday. You were like, leave him alone, he's sensitive. And then he took the shot, and I was like, now see? But I was like,
all right. Well, then all bets are off. At that point, then you should be, I'm not holding you back from that. Listen, there are times that I don't want you to hold back. There are times that I ask you to hold back. On this one, it's neither. Once he takes the shot back, then you're on, go for it.
Well, okay. Yeah, but I wouldn't ever say it because I would never want to do that. So
you have the whole weekend, brother, because he's staying. So he's going to be in Vegas, and he and Jake Asman are going to be tearing it up.
No, I know Nick will be tearing it up. Jake Asman, I feel like, would be like, hey, you want to go to the library and read some books? Like, no, we're in Vegas, Jake. No one
I got a Snickers, and I think I got a lead on two tickets to Celine Dion. You want to go? It's going to be awesome. I'll take all these pictures and put it on social media.
Let's go catch a show. Oh, like a strip show? No, like the Rockettes are in town, and boy, their high kicking is amazing.
I heard her outfits are just stunning, and the music is real. She doesn't lip sync. We should go.
He's like, yeah, you want to go see Blue Man Group? Nah, let's go to Celine Dion. All right, Jake. You know what? Settle down, bro. I'm not partying with you.
No, he's a first timer. He's a newbie in Vegas. So good luck,
really?
To Nick. Yeah.
Oh, well, good for him. I bet he's having a good time.
I told you that. His tweets were like, my first trip to Vegas. Here's the sign. Welcome.
Well, you didn't say first trip. You said that he was tweeting like he was on a field trip, but I didn't realize you meant first trip.
No, I think I thought I said it, but yeah, definitely his first trip to Vegas, and it's apparent by the tweets.
Well, I'm glad. That's a fun experience, and he's going with the right people because Fred and AJ.
AJ's coming back tonight.
And Nick are all – no, but he's there now, so yeah. – They're all fun dudes to hang out with, and I'm sure Jake is having a great time, and that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
Then he's going to get herpes the rest of the weekend hanging out with Nick.
Okay. There you go. And there's that, too. So he's got that going for him, which is nice. All right. With that being said, we do have a segment to go before we wrap it up and get out of here for the weekend. But never fear, the Blitz is here or in Vegas, and they're going to take you home until 7 o'clock. All you got to do is keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up the show. One segment to go. It is Joel, Barry, Aaron. As Barry is in Tulsa, Aaron's here because Nick is there with the Blitz in Vegas getting ready for the Pacquiao-Thurman fight. And you'll hear all about that next at 4 o'clock when Fred and AJ take over. News of the day, other than what we covered already locally, would be the national story in the NFL. Tyreek Hill will not face personal conduct punishment by the NFL. The league releasing a statement today that said, based on the evidence presently available, the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. Accordingly, he may attend Kansas City's training camp, participate in all club activities. He has been and will continue to be subject to conditions set forth by the district court, Commissioner Goodell, the Chiefs, which include clinical evaluations, therapeutic intervention. I believe the key words there, Barry, are based on evidence presently available. His fiance is not talking, and they cannot get her to speak. So therefore, they have not been able to interview her, and I would think that without her testimony that he is going to stay free of punishment.
Yep, pretty interesting. That was a wild ride. And, you know, I remember when the audio came out, it just sounded awful.
Yep.
It just sounded – and again, I guess it's a lesson for all of us that, you know, you have to see these things through to the end and we can't jump to conclusions. Because I think everybody felt like, that's not good at all. He's probably going to miss time if he ever plays again, and yep. That's it. We've already written him out of the Chiefs' plans for 2019, and then here he is. He pops up, and it looks like he's going to play, and there are no issues as long as he does what he's supposed to do and kind of, you know, walks the straight and narrow. And he posted on his Twitter page, he had a screenshot of a quote, and, I mean, he talked about the allegations. He talked about, going through that, and he thanked the fans for standing by him, and he sent a message to his children, and he talked about he even mentioned Goodell. He said to the NFL Commissioner Goodell and everyone who assisted in this investigation, thank you for your time and for conducting a thorough investigation. I will not let you down. That's pretty interesting because you rarely will hear an NFL guy come out and say that. You'll hear a guy say, I told you I didn't do it. I was innocent all along. Everybody jumped to a conclusion. Y'all can all kiss my ass. I was right. You were wrong. And you all are horrible people for jumping to those conclusions. It's rare that you'll see a guy take a high road like this.
Yeah, but I now, think, I'm,
I think Barry, he's got to mind his P's and Q's at this point and just hope to God that she doesn't speak, because we also remember now heard recordings of conversations between the two of them where she alluded to either being paid off to keep her mouth shut or she could ruin him, and you know, all the different things that we heard about in terms of the allegations. The NFL said they were not privy to that because of the investigation and the fact that local law enforcement authorities advised that the available evidence does not permit them to determine who caused the injuries to the child, including a broken arm.
But then there was also the stuff where she came out, or it came out, not her, but I remember reading or hearing or seeing something that talked about she was, in a way, she was setting it up. Like, she was, you know, you're mean to him. And he was like, well, you know, I don't remember. I know that he wasn't perfect. And I know that audio.
Not in any way, shape, or form. That's what I'm saying.
But I recall, and I could be wrong on this, but I swear to you, I remember seeing a reading where they talked about that she wasn't exactly she tried to come off as the angel and the victim, and that wasn't exactly the case. How about I put it that way?
Okay. Yeah, but again,
somewhere in between lies the truth, right? And if he's not going to do jail time, and if he's not going to, be suspended at this point, I don't think you can sit there and say, like this dude on Twitter, Chucky, just said, nope, that's BS. He's not a man in my eyes, and I have my own personal beliefs and opinions on it, but at the same time, if there's no prosecution, if there's no jail time, if there's no court case. And the NFL says, "Well, we don't have anything." What do you do at that point? I mean, are we still just going to go off of assumptions? I mean, it's not fair. Almost, you got to, if the guy's not been convicted and he's not been fined and suspended, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, look, we heard the recording, but
yeah,
and we heard what he said. And
I mean, the NFL and the prosecutors did too.
But again, it comes down to you hear the conversation, but you need proof. And when looking for proof, it sounds like they couldn't determine if it was him or her that harmed the child. So they're gonna give him a pass for now. I don't think this goes away. They're obviously gonna watch him like a hawk, as well they should. In the meantime, that's why I think he has to go out and be on his best behavior and be so appreciative of the NFL because, man, it sure did sound like you mentioned when we first started talking about this. This dude was awful. Done.
Yeah, it was awful.
So we'll see how that plays out, but that's news of the day, and he will be with the Chiefs when they open training camp. From the file of don't you have enough pressure already, James Harden did an appearance for his investment in the Houston Dynamo, as we talked about yesterday, that he's investing and going to be a partial owner of the Dash and the Dynamo. But with it, James didn't have to go here. He said, I'm invested. This is my city. I'm here to stay. I know I need to bring a championship in basketball, and I will. That's coming very, very soon.
Oh, wow.
Really, James? Could you just not let it lie and say that there's a lot to get through between you and Russ and D'Antoni and, you know, has the potential for bigger things, but I just wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's cart before the horse. But I think at the same time, you know, he's trying to give people confidence and he's trying to say the right things. And I did see where he's not going to play for USA basketball, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing that I think from a Rockets fan perspective you like to hear, because we talked about him having to make sacrifices, and one of them he said is he's not going to play for USA basketball so he can focus all of his attention on preparing for the changes with the Rockets, and obviously that means implementing Russell Westbrook. So more power to him for that. I think that's a very, very mature move.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to hear him say something like that, and you know, it sounds like he's kind of trying to get the right mindset and set his priorities straight, because you can't come out and say you're going to win a championship and then be distracted for the entire offseason. It's important that they're on the same page. So step number one, that's a baby step, but hey, that's a good first step to hear him and see him take those actions.
No doubt. Also, the Rockets making the Tyson Chandler signing official, and Mike D'Antoni says he's no longer looking for a contract extension. He'll play it out and take his chances. Look, if they succeed and have a good year, he's going to get paid somewhere. If they don't succeed early, as I said from the minute the Westbrook trade was mentioned, he'll be gone by the All-Star break, if not sooner, because Tillman will not have it. And without any long-term ramifications financially, he gone, in my mind, if they don't work this out quickly.
Going to be interesting.
So, all right, my friend. Travel safe. Have great shows this weekend.
Thanks, sir.
We will see you again on Monday. And you guys do the same. Have a great weekend, but stay tuned because Fred and AJ and Nick are going to be live from Las Vegas and the MGM Grand getting you ready for Pacquiao and Thurman, included in the festivities on the Blitz today, an interview with Norman Chad. So don't go anywhere. It is coming up next. It's the Blitz. But you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.